Welcome to the PodTech.net Juniper Networks Master of IT podcast with Albert Ganzon, Director of IT Network Operations here at Pillsbury, Winthrop, Shaw, and Pittman. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So you're a Master of IT by Juniper, and which is a really big honor because they have a lot of great names out there, people who have really done well in managing some IT situations. Talk about some of the things you had to work through on an IT basis that makes you a Master of IT.
Well, as a Director of Network Services and Engineering, basically my responsibility is network infrastructure in general. If you're talking about local area networks, wide area networks, routers, switches, of course. And on top of that, we also are responsible for telecommunications firm-wide. As you may know, Pillsbury, Winthrop, Shaw, Pittman is a global law firm. We have offices worldwide, particularly Sydney, Australia, London, Tokyo, Taipei, Taiwan.
So you had a lot of remote issues.
Absolutely, especially with regards to connectivity to the remote offices. As you will know, latency is always an issue.
So. You said before that network is a dial tone.
That's correct.
And and that's like people take it for granted these days. It's an always-on environment, and the Internet's a platform.
Yes.
And, we talk about this in some of my other podcasts at podtech.net, but that means you have to deal with a lot of diversity. And you had an acquisition recently with another firm, so you had to kind of remote offices, big bang theory, pulling the infrastructure together. Talk about what you went through and what you could share with folks out there that may be going through a similar situation.
Well, one of the biggest challenges we had with regards to the recent merger with Shaw Pittman was the need to integrate the two disparate systems that we had. And as you know, there's always challenges with conflicting IP addresses and various technologies that are used, pulling in the different applications, migration of the databases, especially with regards to email, where we're an exchange platform and Shaw Pittman was a Lotus Domino. And so we needed to migrate the Domino users onto Exchange, and that was one of the challenges that we had. The biggest challenge we had with regards to that particular migration was that attorneys are pack rats with regards to their mailboxes. They don't delete anything, and so we're talking about gigabytes in size of their mailboxes.
So with the Juniper stuff, you have their firewall VPN, so talk a little bit about Juniper. What was that like in dealing with this?
Again, you're dealing with two disparate networks, and therefore you have two disparate policies, security policies. And with Juniper, that made that very simple because then we're able to manage and provide a consistent policy, a well-based policy across the firm. And because of that, we're much more secure, and our security posture is that much better.
Did both firms have Juniper?
No, they did not. They used another vendor for their firewall.
So a lot of people have been talking about the Juniper stuff. Also, we're doing a lot of other masters to talk about the versatility and with the stack. Basically, at the app level, it seems to me that the Juniper stuff really is almost agnostic to the app. So at the network layer, you can really integrate well and not doing a lot of configuration at the app level. How did you see your integration between Juniper, those two environments? How did that look?
Well, it definitely made it a lot easier for us to get our job done. We had a very aggressive timeline with regards to the integration of the two networks. And with Juniper being there, it really made it that much easier for us and to be able to implement a consistent security policy firm-wide.
What was the time frame that you were talking about?
We were looking at 3 months.
3 months. So would they call you in a room and said, okay, here's the deal.
That's
we're
correct.
Doing it. And you go, what?
We're talking about not just connecting the two networks. We're talking about deploying a brand-new desktop firm-wide, brand-new server infrastructure, as well as making sure that while we're doing that, minimizing the downtime necessary to accomplish
it. It just seems so clean to use the Juniper on any acquisition kind of integration deals. It just consistently has great policies from other folks who have been talking about the same thing. Let's shift gears and talk about some of the things that you're looking at and dealing with from an intrusion perspective, and obviously security. How do you deal with security and malicious outsider threat stuff?
Well, that's always a constant challenge for us, not only from an intrusion standpoint, with regards to external folks trying to intrude into our internal network, but also just the day-to-day challenges of making sure that our patches are up to date, our DAT files are up to date, and all of those that are related to ensuring that you have a secure workstation and a secure environment. You would have threats that are just, you know, all of a sudden will appear, and the antivirus companies out there are having to react to the new threats. And so, you know, we have to be prepared to be able to handle those kinds of things. And Juniper is key to us in helping us with preventing intrusions.
Talk about some of the strategies and things that you think about at that in terms of how you attack that and deploy in the infrastructure.
Well, currently we have unattended process where we're able to deploy security patches and service packs without having the need for a tech to visit the desktop. We're actually able to do that remotely and in an unattended fashion. And so when the user walks in the morning, you know, whether it's a laptop user or a desktop user, they're prompted to be able to install the latest and greatest patches out there to keep the desktop and the computing environment secure.
So obviously strong security defense. You got easy maintenance with Juniper. Obviously the integration was a home run at the time frame. They were great. What's the outlook for you going forward with you guys and as a master of IT? What are you looking at over the next year, 2 years horizon?
As a firm overall, we're looking to expand further, obviously. And as a technologist, you know, we're there to prepare, or we're prepared to be able to take on the additional expansion that whatever the firm may feel is appropriate. And so basically for us, we're here to help the firm take most advantage of the technology that's available to them to be able to grow the business.
That's great stuff. Juniper's really helped you out. Pillsbury Winthrop has always been looked at as a real innovator on the technology side. Now you have Shaw Pittman with you now. Talk about some of the things that you've done that you can really say, you know, say, hey, that's great stuff. Technology really helps these guys.
Okay. From a revenue standpoint, we are able to track our billable hours and, you know, every resource that may have been utilized for that particular matter. That includes being able to recover revenue and cost, you know, to something as simple as making copies on a copier, and be able to, from an automated fashion, be able to associate that copy that's a particular secretary performed and attribute that to a particular client in a matter number. And so that all of that is done with hooks to our billing system so that anything that may have been used for that is automatically billed to the client. That's also true for our phone systems as well as faxing that we do. Anything that relates to resources utilized for a particular client or a matter is hooked into our billing system so that we can recover the cost of doing business.
So great cost savings in terms of like people, hours.
Absolutely.
You know, and the revenue too. These guys have more tools. You know, they got their email, they have their systems up and running. They can actually bill more hours.
That's correct. That's correct. And that's, you know, that's the bottom line, isn't it? Revenue generation.
Well, you know, the network's like the dial tone is totally true, but now with technology, it's part of people's lives and has to be managed.
Exactly.
So congratulations. Albert's a master of IT. Thanks so much for the podcast.
Thank you.